Well, you've got to hold on this morning because this is one of the days when there's all those things running in my head and I'm not sure which one is going to come out. Now, I'm not sure. I'm going to pick on some people this morning. I'll start off picking on Father Greg. But at least that reading from Jeremiah, I suspect that in his journey of faith, he has said that more than once. You have duped me, Lord, and I've allowed myself to be duped. How close am I?
Good.
Yeah. Some of you may have felt that. In my following of Jesus, it's like, oh my God, what have I gotten myself into? I thought I was following your will, and now I've ended up someplace. You've duped me. You've fooled me. I know I've said that at different times. Perhaps you have. Now, I'm going to have to pick on Elaine because she's not paying attention.
You have my attention.
And I'm hoping that she's our Latin scholar. Venite cordium, venite luminum cordium.
Come
enlighten our hearts. Venite spiritus, sanctus spiritus.
Holy.
Come, Holy Spirit, enlighten our hearts. That's our prayer this morning. Come, Holy Spirit, enlighten our hearts. Now, last week, I'm still not done picking on people, but last week we had Morgan. And Morgan shared with us a very powerful story of her mission. And the gospel last week, if you remember, was Jesus saying to the disciples, who do people say that I am? And in that moment, Peter says, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus says, no mortal has given you this, but my Father in heaven. Well, that's a pretty cool thing. Can you imagine being Peter and having Jesus say to him, way to go. It's like, you are Morgan, and on this rock I will build my church. Remember that from last week? What a difference a week makes, right? Now the gospel, Jesus is saying, Morgan, you Satan, you devil. Like, well, that's kind of scary. I mean, in a week. Can you imagine that flip? We've got Morgan here last week saying, atta girl. And this week we're saying, you're a devil. That would kind of yank her around a little bit, wouldn't it? But isn't it interesting that we can do both in our lives? We can have that power and that presence of God and be very clear on where we're going and what we're doing and why we're making that choice, and that the next time we can just not get it. Totally miss the boat. And in the gospel reading, Jesus says to Peter, you are not thinking as God does, but as human beings. My response is, yeah, pick me. Of course. I'm going to think about this from a human perspective. Venite lunium cordium, venite sanctus spiritus. Come, Holy Spirit, enlighten my heart. We are told that we are God's beloved. What would it feel like for you today to know that you are God's beloved? You are God's beloved. That the Holy Spirit opens your heart and your life to the point where you understand and you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are beloved by God, by name. That if I lived in that moment, if I lived with that insight, with that light of Christ in my life, I'm sure it would change my life. Because often I'm saying to the Lord, you've duped me and I've allowed myself to be duped. You've fooled me. How did I get here? How did I get to this point in my life? But our prayer, I think, really needs to be that prayer of the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, and enlighten my heart. I think that needs to be the prayer for our church, too. Come, Holy Spirit, enlighten us. Enlighten this little community of people gathered here. That's my prayer for Charlottesville. When I see people marching and saying, because you don't believe the way that I believe, you're wrong. Because you worship different than me, you're wrong. Because the color of your skin is different than mine, you're wrong. Come, Holy Spirit. Come enlighten my heart. Open my heart to the power and the presence of your love. Help me understand what's going on here. Help me get my head around this huge tragedy down in Houston. Can you imagine what it would be like if we got over four feet of water in 5 days? 4 feet of rain? How many people down there are now crying out, you've duped me? You said my life would be okay, and now you took everything away. You took my family, you took my home, you took my car, you took my job, you took my health, you took my hope. You took my confidence that if I am a Christian, if I am a believer, then everything will be okay for me. Sometimes I think that we approach our spirituality and we approach our relationship with God that if I am a Christian, if I have committed my life to the Lord, then everything will be okay, and we find out that it's not okay. That bad stuff actually happens to good people. And that I can get off the rails both in my personal life and my professional life. And where is the Lord in that? Where is the Lord? Have I been duped? Have I been fooled? And usually when I say I've been duped and I've allowed myself to be duped, it's when I don't get my own way. When things don't go the way that I think that they should go and I have an agenda. And you know what? At least for me, sometimes I can fight against that for years. Because I have an agenda the way that I thought my life should go, and it didn't work that way, and then I can hold a grudge. And I can hold that grudge against other people. I can hold that grudge against God, and sometimes even against myself, that I made bad choices in my life. I was working with a guy the other day, and he's a member of a church. He's committed to the Lord. But the one thing he doesn't feel comfortable in doing is telling anybody that knows him what's going on in his life. He doesn't feel comfortable telling anyone that he's a heroin addict. People in the church don't know. Outside of his wife, people in his family don't know. He doesn't talk about it. He doesn't tell them. And his life doesn't work. And I started talking to him and I said, what's the barriers? What are the barriers? What keeps you from... Because, I mean, ultimately he can't admit it even to himself. And sometimes there are those barriers in our lives from an emotional perspective that keep us from really admitting what's going on and allowing ourselves to be open to the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Because you know what? If God comes into your life, you're not in control anymore. Any of you got Velcro hands? You know what I mean by Velcro hands? You give your issues in your life to God and then you go grab them back. That if I give this life, my life, and if I give these issues to you, Lord, I hand them to you, you know what? You're not going to do the way that I think that you should go. I don't know if I really trust you to take care of this. So I got Velcro hands. I give it to you and I pull it back. I come here for the Eucharist. I bring my life. I put my life on this altar. And then by the time I even turn around, I got it back again. Now I encourage you, when you come up here, bring your life to this altar. Bring your hearts to the power and the presence of God and then leave it there. Come, Holy Spirit, enlighten my heart. That means giving your heart. What stands in the way of that? It's five things from an emotional perspective. Anger and resentment. Are you holding anger and resentment in your heart? Fear and anxiety. What are you angry at? What do you resent? What are you afraid of? What are you anxious about? Helplessness and hopelessness. Nothing will ever... I mean, that's got to wrap these people in Houston right now. Especially the ones that fled to Houston from Katrina. Hear those stories? Helplessness and hopelessness. Isolation and loneliness. These are all emotional states that often block us from really allowing that power and the presence of the Holy Spirit to come. Are any of those things, when I'm speaking of them, come to you? They come like a picture. They'll come right into your head. It's like, oh crap, that's one. I've got to let that go. I've got to bring that to the altar today and set it down there and leave it there. Do you have another choice? What would it profit a man or a woman to gain the whole world and to lose their very soul? Again, that's what Jesus calls us to. That's why Jesus challenged Peter. That Peter wanted it his way. And it makes sense. If somebody I love comes to me and says, I have a terminal disease and I'm going to die, my response is, no, don't. And why? Because I don't want to lose that person. I don't want them to go. I want it my way. But what Jesus is saying to Peter, right on the heels of saying, you are Peter, on this rock I will build my church. You are Morgan, on this rock I will build my church. Then Peter needs to be instructed and say, if I'm building my church on you, on us, then I've got to get out of the way. I've got to get out of the way. I am not the builder. I am just the hammer that the builder uses to build the house. We are not the builder. We are the instrument of that building. We are God's instrument in God's hands. And that means that our prayer needs to be, come Holy Spirit, enlighten my heart. Venite luminem cordium. Venite sanctus spiritus. Come Holy Spirit. fill me. Is that your prayer, beloved of God? Are you willing to let go of the anger and the resentment, the fear and the anxiety, the helplessness and the hopelessness, the isolation and the loneliness? Those are emotional things that often stand in the way and can stand in the way historically for long periods of time in our life. Because, you know, if we don't release them, we'll get back into those life situations and it will be same song, second verse, third verse, fourth verse. It's like, haven't I been here before? Isn't this deja vu all over again? Isn't this going on? Yeah. Have you ever heard of the geographical cure? That things aren't going right for people, so they decide they're going to go to a new town, to a new place. They're going to start a new relationship. They're going to get a new job. And they get there and they find out that everything is the same as it was before. Only the names have been changed to protect the guilty. You know, because wherever you go, there you are, right? What have I taken into this new situation? What is the same in this situation? I am. And if I haven't renewed my heart, if I haven't changed my life, if I haven't demonstrated, Lord, come and take me. I am yours. If I have Velcro hands when I come to the altar and I yank my issues back, then who's got them? It's either the Lord's got them or I got them. And if I got them, it's usually my emotional responses. I've been duped and I've allowed myself to be duped. But who did the fooling? Did God did the fooling or did I do the fooling? What is Jeremiah mad about? That God didn't do stuff his way, right? You know, I thought if I proclaimed your goodness and your will and your love and I was your prophet, that everything would go good. And now I'm telling all these people, basically, that you're going to come and kick them right in the behind. And they don't think that's a good idea. Now they're mad at me and they want to kill me. And after this, in the book of Jeremiah, they capture him and they throw him down in a well where they're going to starve him to death. Didn't go well for him. So as an individual, as a family, as a community, as a nation, as a church, may we commit ourselves today to opening our hearts to the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. That we will give over our stuff. That when you come forward today and you are presented the body of Christ and you say amen, that you will leave your lives here on this altar. Especially the things that you find the most difficult to turn over. Because that is not our work, but it's God's work. And the challenge for us is the same challenge that Peter faced. Not that we see things as human beings see them, but in faith see them as God sees them. That we turn our lives over to the Lord. And we trust that that power and the presence of the Holy Spirit will not leave us, but will enlighten us and bring us to a fullness of life. John 10:10, I have come so you may have life and have it to the full. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit come upon us and remain forever. Amen. And we stand and profess our